I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, it's time for another Fresh Take segment. Today, we're very lucky to have the lovely Annabelle Crowe in the studio to discuss her latest show, which just started airing last month. Welcome, Annabelle!
Hi, Ross. Hi, Judy. Thanks so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I have been a huge fan since your Broken Sunset days.
Oh, thank you! I really enjoyed playing Everly on that show. She's such a strong character.
Oh, you were the John Wayne of Western ladies.
So true.
Thanks, partner.
But we're getting a bit off track. We're here to talk about your new show, Lady Lost. What can you tell us about it?
It's about a young woman, Sophia. She's lost everything. Her job, her marriage, her home. She's having to rebuild from the ground up. It has a bit of everything, from comedy to romance.
And you play Sophia. What's she like?
She's a bit like me in that we're both driven and try to get everything done on our own. But she's also got this sass that I wish I had.
Don't we all? Now, we're only 4 episodes in, so it's still very early on, but according to ratings, Lady Lost hasn't been performing as well as you probably hoped. But do you have any plans on how you might turn that around?
Like you said, it's still very early. We have 22 episodes total for the first season, so plenty of time to pick up. We have a lot of guest stars planned and such a great story arc.
I'm sure it's going to turn out great. Personally, I can't get enough of Sophia's BFF, Holly. But there's been some feedback that she's a confusing, wishy-washy character. As the star of the show and one of its writers, how do you respond to that kind of criticism?
As a creator, you have to be prepared not to appeal to everyone. I'm very proud of the show and its cast and crew. Beginnings can be bumpy. We just have to stay positive and be confident in what we're doing. I'm very excited for this week's episode, actually. Sophia and Holly decide to try speed dating, and it's just so funny. And
this is your first lead role in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you feel like this is the comeback you wanted?
Well, I...
Oh, what I think Ross means to ask is whether this is the kind of show you saw yourself in.
Exactly.
I mean, you've been in all kinds of really awesome stuff before now.
I think this is an awesome project.
Of course, and you know I agree. But with the current lukewarm response from the audience, it doesn't seem to be catching on the same way your previous works did.
Right, and that's got to be so disappointing for you. If this show doesn't get renewed, do you have a plan B?
I never give up on a project until I have no other choice. I really believe in the show and what we're doing. I think people will appreciate it as they get to know the characters more.
That's what we're all hoping for, but...
I said all I will about this. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss?
I hope we didn't offend, Annabelle. We're just trying to...
I know what you're just doing. You're trying to point out what a flop my show is. I get it. It makes for great radio when you tear someone down, doesn't it?
No, that's not it.
Maybe you're used to people coming in here putting up with the two of you smiling at them while you ask your innocent little questions, but not me. I've worked too damn hard to get where I am, and I don't need to deal with you.
Now
let me stop you right there, Ross. Oh, but we didn't mean it. That wasn't our intent. Fuck your intent. fuck you, Ross. Maybe you should do a fresh take on your choice to use the same toupee guy as Donald Trump. Is that why you're on the radio, Ross? Afraid of that flattened little hamster on your head's gonna start signaling for help in front of the camera? Blinking a little SOS to the viewers at home?
Oh, okay, Annabelle. Let's settle down.
Oh, shove it up your ass, Judy. I've dealt with people like you my entire career. You pretend to build others up, but really, you're always looking for a chance to drag them down to your level, which is currently a fourth-rate morning talk show where you play second fiddle to Roadkill McGee over there. How does that feel, huh? Why don't we discuss that?
Maybe now's a good time for a commercial break.
Oh, I'm sorry. Isn't this the response you wanted? Or would you have preferred tears? Newsflash, buddy. I only cry on cue if I'm getting paid for it. I'm not about to sit here and let you talk down to me and trash my work.
For Pete's sake, cut her mic!
Yeah, let's not give the woman a chance to defend herself. Wouldn't want people to start thinking it's okay for her to tell you to quit your bull.
Well, that certainly was something. That was Annabelle Crowe, star of the new show Lady Lost. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. What the fuck?
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.